Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Those stalwarts are still here. Hour three of Radio Law Talk. Those of you listening, you are the stalwarts. You are our pure fans. We really appreciate you. This is hour three on the 8th of May, 2021. Cal Hunter, our producers, producing this show. We have our call screener, Donna Hunter. Thank you. And we have Denise Dirks and myself. I'm Frederick Penny, the host of Radio Law Talk with my co-host, Denise Dirks. We are going over so many interesting things today. We are going to talk about Snapchat. There's some issues about Snapchat, a lawsuit that are really interesting. We're going to talk about this hour. We're also going to have a case or no case. We're also going to have what's called our quick takes. And that's our final little segment or saying about what we learned about out of all 3 hours. The most important tidbit for you to listen and to remember. And that's the most important thing. Remember, seek local counsel. Talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. If you want to sleep at night, go to RadioLawTalk.com and click on the waivers or what do you call it?
Disclaimers.
And have someone read it to you. Actually, we could probably make a lot of money, Cal, Denise, if we could put that on like a little
Sleep app.
Oh yeah, an app, and then we could just play our disclaimers over and over.
And we could win an Emmy for best audiobook.
That's a good idea. And you just reads our disclaimers over and over again.
Don't forget.
You just see people sleeping. Oh, that would be wonderful.
We've got to be careful. We can't let there be any sound of rain or water or anything because then everybody would have to wake up and go to the bathroom.
Or what we've got to be careful, we have to have disclaimers on our disclaimers. Don't listen to this while driving.
Or this may cause you to have a desire to go to the little boy's room. Do not listen if you just drank something.
So anyway, you can call in. And thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. But why we're here by the third hour, the most important thing we want to listen to, Cal, is the case or case.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
AC Delco Auto Parts, the General Motors parts distributor arm, has a transmission filter. On the box on the outside, it says, Made in the USA. On the inside of the filter is pressed into the metal, made in China. The Federal Trade Commission has strict rules by which either claim can be made. The auto parts dealer said they bought an automatic transmission fluid filter, and a judge, Richard Stein, saw that and said, I want the American-made filter. Give me the more expensive one. I want a U.S.-made filter. Then he saw the filter made in China on the inside. The mechanic said, Judge, I don't know what to tell you. I got the AC Delco. It's got to be made in the USA. And the judge said, that doesn't work for me. And the guy at Red's transmission said, I'm not happy about this. And by the way, the client happened to be a district court judge. He was not happy about it either. And so he immediately started making some telephone calls and asked. A lot of people buy these filters thinking they're buying American-made products. Is this a case or no case? And, Fred, you get to go first on this one.
Yeah, two things. Number one, judges don't bring lawsuits very often.
Yeah.
So that's right there throws me off to say it's a scenario but not a case. Because judges are very careful about being plaintiffs in cases. And that's the scary thing about me. But then you got the other issue of it was the part or the steel pieces that are inside may have been made in China, but it was probably put together in the United States, and or some parts were from all different areas of the country. So to say like a Ford or a Chevy is made in the USA, it is. But a lot of the parts that they use are put together and are from outside the United States. So the answer is this is probably a true scenario or not. I don't have to say whether it's a true scenario or not. It's clearly not a case because a district court judge is not going to bring a lawsuit just because they don't want that publicity. So I say it's not a case, probably a scenario, or even if it's not a scenario, it's clearly that there are issues with this putting things together, calling it Made in the USA. And by the way, if you did you know this? If you want to call it and put the label Made in the USA, you have to pay for that label. You can't just say.
No kidding.
Yeah, you look it up. There's a
licensing fee.
A licensing fee of some sort to say Made in the USA.
And I know there is an all or virtually all requirement. The question is, what does that really mean?
Right.
So, Denise, what do you think?
Well, that was my question. What does Made mean? I mean, clearly, if it said assembled in the USA, it would not be deceptive, right? And it could have different pieces and parts and from different pieces and parts all over the world. But if it truly says Made in the USA, and they have to pay for the licensing to state that, well, there seems to be some kind of a quality assurance that it is made in the USA. So the issue is, what's the definition of made, right? Is it assembled, or is it actually, you know, every piece and part made? I think this is... I have to agree with you, and I don't want to.
Come on, let's do it.
I want to just go opposite, but then I'm so close, you're like, I'm only one ahead of you. So it's almost better for me to lose with you than for me to lose against you.
Do you know what I like about this? I like watching your minds work. I like listening to you logically sift through all of the things
that I've given
you. Let's
make it exciting, Denise. Go opposite of me.
No, she's already stated.
Okay, I have to say that it's not a case either. It may be a scenario, but I don't even think it's a scenario.
Yeah, I think he counted
it up.
One thing to remember.
What?
I always reserve the right to change the names of people to protect the innocent and possible filers.
Oh, and their occupations, too?
And their occupations as well. So this is a case.
Oh, no! It's a case. Cal wins! It's a case.
Yep.
Was it really a district court judge?
No. It was just really a case filed in district court by the Federal Trade Commission.
Oh.
Because it was reported to them as having an inaccurate representation. So, anyway.
What happened?
It happened in Ohio. And let's see. Even if the Made in USA claim still fails the all or virtually all standard and is unlawful, deceptive, or misleading, the FTC says. They said to qualify for the label, all significant parts and processing that goes into the product are of U.S. origin, i.e., where there is only de minimis, I don't know what that is,
small amount,
or
small
negligible amount of foreign content. The suit filed in Northern District of Ohio seeks to find redress for the plaintiffs and to stop GM's unfair, deceptive, and unlawful
acts. So no result yet.
Correct. No result yet.
Wow. So
we'll
they're saying the filter is... not made in the USA. That's interesting.
Right. And the question is, is it just a de minimis piece? Or
yes.
Is it something that's a substantial piece? More than de minimis, I should say.
Right.
And it has to be disclosed.
For a little tiny oil filter.
So you got no points this whole day, Denise.
Well, why don't you just rub it in?
And I got
here you go.
I at least got two.
And you've been gone at least 2 weeks in the last month.
Know.
And I had all this opportunity. And last show, I was by myself.
I know,
you would
today.
Think like I'd be like so.
I know, way ahead. No, that's it. So thank Cal, that was a good case or no case.
Yeah. Thank you.
That one, I mean, some of them you do, they're okay. Some are good. There's never bad ones. There's okay, good, and excellent. I'm going to say that's a really good one.
Thank
I liked
you.
It, too.
I had three good ones today.
But now you add another little level for us to try to understand. Is he making up the names of their occupations?
Yeah.
Now we have to think about that.
Well, thank you, Denise.
Listen, if you have teenagers, you want to listen up next segment. If you have teenagers, you want to listen up. We're going to talk about a lawsuit against... We'll be back after this.
Oh.
Keep your seatbelts on.
It's coming up next right here on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and always live on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Radio Law Talk and and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do.
Best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quick confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
800-918-1376.
Boys are weird.
That's true.
Are you serious?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day this Sunday to those of you wonderful mothers. And I'm going to say also those individuals that act as mothers, the aunties and the, you know, I know a number of women that don't have their own biological children, but are wonderful mothers, and wonderful mothers as in helping raise children.
Caregivers, again, foster parents.
It takes a village, right? It takes a village, and there's some wonderful people that I know that never had a women that had some had children biologically, and they have been a great source of reliability and motherhood for a lot of my children and grandchildren.
And I have a stepmother that's been in my life, you know, almost my whole life.
Right.
So she's also a very good mother, and I have siblings that
I didn't know that, but I also know this. There's no more important job than a person can have as of being a parent, a father or a mother. Most important job
right.
you'll ever have.
Right.
No matter how much you earn, wherever you, how tall your office building is, if you can be a great mom or dad, you have won the battle. You've won.
That's exactly right. Well, so anyway, happy Mother's Day this Sunday. Look, we were going to talk about Snapchat. Those of you who have teenagers, go look at their app. And I did not know this. So Snapchat's being sued in the ninth, it's being sued in San Francisco, in the Bay Area, for the deaths of three teenagers who got in a car accident in Wisconsin, and they crashed into a tree while going 113 miles an hour. And the suit allegations that they were using what's called Snapchat's speed filter. I did not know there's such a thing as a speed filter, and their argument is these kids use this and record going fast, so they believe there's incentives for them to get paid somehow through Snapchat or, you know, become viral.
Get some kind of benefit.
Viral or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, there is, don't forget, there is a law that is discusses basically protects technology companies that basically says, it's called the Communications Decency Act, that basically says any company, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, those companies, anything that people post, and this is, I'm doing a very brief overview of a huge, long, you know, law, says they can't be sued for what people post.
For the content.
Yeah, the content.
Yeah.
And but in this case, Denise, how are they getting around it? Do you remember what they said to get around that?
The plaintiff said, this isn't about content from third parties. This is about an app that is on this technology company that people are, that the teens are misunderstanding, that they think that if they use it and they speed, they're going to get some kind of notoriety from Snapchat or from people watching it. So it's not about third-party content. It's about an application that this technology company has
negligence.
Put out.
It's about negligence.
With an inducement built in, right?
Right. That's what their argument is. And the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco upheld and said, you know what, that immunity, upheld the courts and said, the lower court said that immunity is not available to you, Snapchat. This is not about a third party, doing something and you being held liable for it. This is something that they're arguing, the plaintiffs are arguing you are doing. So those of you who have children who have Snapchats, or maybe even adult that's not acts like a child, there is apparently, or at least the allegation is, and I didn't know that, a Snapchat speed filter that records their speed, and they try to, like, apparently kids are going and apparently they're claiming it, the allegations that it is videos of you going at least 100 miles per hour while using the filter helps, you know, get more notoriety or maybe even payments, incentivizes you.
That's just...
Yeah.
I can see why people would be upset, especially with the horrible outcome that came out.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Now,
right.
Snapchat is arguing that they warn in this application not to use the filter while driving, so that this warning label is somehow going to protect them. And we don't know. It may.
How are they going to go 100 on the jet? I mean, what are they thinking the 100-mile-an-hour filter means? Motorcycle, bicycle, downhill, on a skateboard?
I don't know.
I mean, the only way to record your speed would be to be driving
Hello, right.
Apparently, the app, I don't know how it works, but apparently the app, it it records your speed somehow, and then you can put it on. It goes on the app, and people see your speed somehow. I don't know. Back in the old days, I guess you just had a video camera and showed the speedometer, right? I don't know. Well, whatever.
But I mean,
if you have a teenager, be careful.
iPhones have accelerometers, and they also have satellite tracking, so you can gauge your speed.
Right.
In fact, out of that technology has come a cool thing that I wish I had for my old truck, a satellite GPS speedometer. You know, so that it tells the actual speed based on the GPS thing. It's really cool. And
wow.
That's probably how this happens as well.
Well, on the freeway, usually with you, the way you drive, you're probably, showing 45 all the time, right?
Yeah.
So, look.
That's his speed and not his age.
Denise and I talked about this during the break. And we talked about California releasing. There's all these articles coming out about California releasing 63,000 violent, the felons back into society. Now, to some degree, that's a little bit true, and to some degree, it's not. We were talking about how headlines can be deceptive, right, Denise?
That's right.
So this is not, first thing you read headlines like that, and it's multiple, sources are bringing this up. Oh my gosh, they're opening the doors and letting 63,000 people out.
They're violent offenders, and they're trying to create safer prisons.
Right, right. No,
right.
Now, what happened is that they interviewed the head of prisons, and their statement was they said it the wrong way. And this is a quote from the head of the prisons, whoever it is, Dana Simas, State Office of Administrations, said the following: the goal is to increase incentives for the incarcerated population to practice good behavior and follow the rules while serving their time and participate in rehabilitative and educational programs, which will lead to a safer prisons. Now, what they're doing is they're actually not just letting them all out. The argument is the problem. What they're doing is they're giving them their extra time. Like if they're good, they can get an extra day, right?
Get rewards. Less time.
And so they're giving them these rewards, which is letting them out earlier. So we're gonna be back and we'll touch on this briefly, and then we'll get into Michael Jackson's latest lawsuit. So there's more with Michael Jackson's estate.
Wow, we'll be back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services. Law affects your family. Call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or...
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Labor Department reports 266,000 jobs were added last month.
That's less than half of the numbers for March and lower than economists were expecting. President Biden says the economy is still digging out of a very deep hole.
Out of an economic collapse that cost us 22 million jobs.
The president insisted that rebuilding the economy with economic stimulus cash is a long-distance marathon, but not a sprint. The White House is allocating more than $21.5 billion emergency rental assistance to prevent people who lost their jobs during the pandemic from being evicted. New data shows that more than 7 million Americans were behind on their rent last month. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Oh no! How did that happen?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So we're talking about those people being released early in California. They're claiming that approximately 10,000 of those inmates were convicted of serious nonviolent offenses, and 20,000 are serving life sentences that are going to be getting out soon. But the whole argument is, and the people who are fighting it, and believe me, there are probably going to be some lawsuits coming up, are they're arguing that the prison system is too loose with good time credits and misconduct apparently doesn't really get, applied. And where, you know, they don't get them later on, they don't get extra time served, like the extra day for doing good behavior. They'll just, if they have bad behavior, they just, later on they give it back to them. You know what I'm saying? So that's the kind of argument. I mean, this is basically the big argument is, don't think, 63,000 are coming out tomorrow, but that's what they're arguing that was happening, which is interesting.
I have a friend of mine who served on the Board of Prison Terms. In fact, he was the head of the Board of Prison Terms after he was turned out of office for state senator. He's back as a state senator now.
Right.
And he said to me, he said, I've reviewed all of those cases. He said, if you were telling the truth, there's no such thing as good behavior in prison. Everybody in there is bad guys. That's why they're there.
Right.
But he said, the second thing is, they're not going to do this all at once. Sure, people panic, right. But he said it's going to be a problem. It'll be a cumulative effect,
mm-hmm. Right.
And it still needs to be fought if you're against it. Right. But he said it's going to just, next thing you know, you'll have 73,000 more hardcore criminals back on the streets.
63,000
plus the 10.
Right, yeah. This is what I'm saying, Cal. Mm-hmm. And earlier on, we did a We just did a case on the Arkansas, the Florida. Is it Florida? The girl and the mom that that she got in as a as
Arkansas.
The prom queen.
Right,
and they're going to save possibly 17 years in prison. Come on, man. I mean, with this, we're all messed up if we're putting a 17-year-old that definitely cheated a little bit on becoming prom queen and got her mom's help. You're going to really put her in for 17
years? No.
You slap her? You know what they did? They did expel her. And that's in the days when I grew up. That's what they do. You get expelled.
Yeah.
There you go.
So this program, the incentives, the good time incentives program, what it does, I think, I'm going to argue the other side, is it allows for these incarcerated people to, not felons, but they probably are felons just because of how long they're
in
there.
All of them are felons. No misdemeanors are going into state prisons in California. They're all felons.
Okay,
now.
So with regard to them being felons, they're allowing them to get some education or to go into maybe some drug rehabilitation or something to try to better themselves. And if they are in those programs, then they're going to get the good time credits.
Right.
And that, so they have to work for those good time credits. And this is part of what the state is believing it to be is rehabilitation.
Well, not only that, Denise, go ahead.
Trying to keep them from reoffending.
Reoffending.
Right. And you know what, Denise, and this is nothing new. The court system, the prison systems have been doing this for years.
Absolutely.
I mean, ever since I remember, in the 60s, 70s, they've always done this. But I guess the argument is, Cal, they're just arguing they're being more lax on it is the issue. I don't think Cal has any issue with or problem with, you know, good time served.
I want people to be rehabilitated and be productive in society. What I don't want is guys who
don't
say,
cheat it.
I can do that again because I stood by that time standing on my head.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Don't cheat it.
Punishment. I think it's working because yesterday, this is a true story, I was in a Lowe's department, Home Depot, getting a key made. And so we had to get it for the front door of our building. So I'm in there getting that made, and I talked to a guy, and I said, so did you come by this trade by apprenticeship or in prison? He said, well, in prison, actually. And he said, the machine we have in prison is much better than this one. I said, seriously? He said, yes, I learned how to be a locksmith in prison, and that's how
good
I got the job here.
Good
and I said,
him.
Congratulations. Good job, man. He said, listen, I went to prison. That was my fault. Trying to stay out, that will also be on me. I admired him for that.
Yeah, there's great people that are come out of prison that really they've made mistakes and they come out and that's what it's there for.
They should come out and say, I don't ever want to go back there again. That's what we want.
That's exactly right. We want that, and we want them to come out with a trade.
Yes.
Hello, I think that's really important.
All I gotta say is I watched a guy on Instagram and TikTok I follow. He's a farmer. And he actually showed, I think it's 60 or 70 acres of asparagus. He has a farm in Arizona and in Southern California. And he said, see that 70 acres? It's going waste because we can't find people to pick the asparagus.
Oh, boy.
And it's 70 acres. And they're actually having people come and pick it and give it to charities and stuff like that. But he said, some amount like, I've lost $100,000 on that.
That's an expensive crop.
So there you go. There's some coming out of prison. You don't have a job. Go pick asparagus.
Why not?
Yes.
Why not?
Well, that's also the reason why we have those legal immigration programs. Not immigration, but legal foreign worker programs.
You know what he says he pays?
I think he's paying like
$16 an hour plus benefits.
Yeah. Mm.
And apparently, you know what's interesting, too? We're off topic here, Denise.
I don't think we are at all.
But you know what he did? He showed a post of someone saying, you are exploiting people and minorities, and this we're not getting political, for this low wage. And then he was smart. He goes, they're making 50 cents an hour in Mexico. And he started listing all the countries.
Where they do
all the other. He goes, we buy a lot of our stuff from Mexico. Now, if we're not going to pick mine, we're going to go get it out of Mexico, right? And he says, they're getting 50 cents an hour. So who's exploiting who? And
exactly.
It was interesting to hear that farmer, and we're off topic, but that's very interesting to hear that. So when we talk about, look, you know, these people coming out of prison, they're looking for jobs, there's plenty of work to do out there. We've got the work.
Right now,
at a high rate.
Yes.
At a high rate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And people are going to argue, but you know what? $16 an hour is better than 50 cents in another country, right? So,
and
I
it's
don't know.
And it's if,
or
if
better than
saying,
$7.25, which is the federal.
Right. And if everybody's saying a livable wage is $15, which is absurd where they came up with that, I don't don't know, but if that's a livable wage, that's a buck more than the livable wage.
Right.
So you're a bit ahead. And now the problem is we are disincentivizing work with excessive unemployment compensation. And one state in the United States, Wyoming, said, you know what? We have so many jobs going untaken,
right.
We are going to discontinue our state unemployment program because there's no reason to have it.
Didn't hear that. No.
So that was an interesting approach to that.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of problems and issues right now in this country with businesses trying to hire people because they just said, you know, why would I go work at a McDonald's? The fast foods are having, or they're getting hit hard.
Mechanic shops are the worst right now.
Yeah.
Gosh, you can't find anybody.
Yeah. And not only that, I know of a Subway that is closed at 6 p.m. at night now. It used to be open till like 9 or 10 because they can't find employees to work at the Subway. So now they're closing at 6.
You know what else we have a shortage of?
What?
Legal workers.
Oh, that's true. We do.
Mm-hmm.
Not lawyers.
Paralegals, you mean?
Paralegals, more than anything. More paralegals and staff than lawyers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clerical, you mean?
Clerical.
Well, paralegals are a little bit above just clerical.
Oh, but I mean, when you say other staff, you mean you're talking about legal secretaries and
non-lawyers.
Yeah. Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Lawyers are a dime a dozen. Okay, I know we don't have a lot of time here, but we're going to get us started.
Not really.
No, that's not true.
I'm just teasing her. I just don't want to get into it. So we got two Michael Jackson stories, and we're going to get into it deeper into the next segment. But the first one we were going to talk about last week, Denise, but tell our listeners what was so interesting about what's going on that we were going to talk about last week. Then we're going to get into a lawsuit that the IRS was suing Michael Jackson's estate for next. Go ahead.
Do you remember that show, that documentary called Leaving Neverland?
Yes.
It was two now adults, but they were children when they alleged that Michael Jackson had sexually assaulted them. And so later in life, they then brought suits against him, and the last suit was now dismissed. And it's because of the statute of limitations.
Yeah, and don't forget, this was an issue where all along they said didn't molest them.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, at least one had testified in court saying that, and the other one was very adamant that that hadn't happened. But when they became adults, they said, yes, it did happen.
Much later. And so
the last suit was dismissed, and that was Wade Robson's suit.
And then basically
that
because
update.
It's the statute, it's been too far. Is that basically what it's about?
Well, in this particular, there was a little wrinkle because it involved Michael Jackson's company.
Gotcha.
And what he said is that the company itself, the corporations of the entertainer, did not have legal duty to protect Robson from Jackson. So that was really kind of an interesting little substance.
We're going to talk about Michael Jackson's estate win over the IRS. We're going to discuss that. We're going to talk about the Peloton lawsuit. Well, not lawsuits, but maybe the lawsuits might be filed. But
We're
going to talk about that. And then really quickly about Kobe Bryant case when we come back. And guess what, Cal? We're going to talk about quick takes.
Yes. Those videos of Peloton were sure compelling, weren't they?
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that more coming up here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Boys are weird.
Not really.
This is Radio Law Talk.
So the most interesting thing is the IRS brought, there was a case of IRS against Michael Jackson that they tried to come in and tax part of his, what was it, his likeness, Denise, or his value as his face or what he looked like. You know,
yeah,
more about
it's
this
the value
I
of his likeness. I mean, at one time, he probably, he was a king of pop. I mean, he, you know, he, his likeness would sell Pepsi, and his likeness, you know, was just, he would get paid, you know, millions and millions of dollars just to make appearances or do anything.
Be on a school lunchbox or on almost anything.
Exactly.
Right? Right.
And, but with all the allegations that happened prior to his death, sexual allegations involving children, there were numerous. The family, the estate, Jackson Estate itself, argued that the value of his likeness has gone way down. Not his music. So you got to kind of put aside the music. But the value of his likeness has gone way down. And the estate had initially valued his license at $24. So the IRS apparently taxes these type of famous people's estates.
On likeness.
Based on likeness. And based upon what is the value of their likeness will be what percentage they're going to pay to the IRS as taxes.
Oh, so if you buy a Michael Jackson pair of socks, because it has Michael Jackson, so they have to look at what the likeness helps move? Is that how they judge that?
How much the likeness will create income or money for
the
estate?
What's the value? What's the value of it?
Because then they're going to have a percentage, because that value is so much here, then it's going to be a percentage of what the estate earns on the sale of the likeness that's going to be paid as taxes.
Huh.
So it's kind of a complex in that way. But the interesting thing, the estate was at $24 for his likeness, and the IRS was at $434 million.
That's what the IRS
for the likeness.
That's a big gap.
Come on.
How do you figure that out?
Wow.
Do you just sit down at a table and negotiate with the tax guys? How does that work?
You take it to court, and the judge makes a decision.
Wow.
And that's what happened here.
Hmm.
So it actually happened. And the judge ruled in favor, well, more in line, we should say, with the estate. And because the estates, while they initially said $24, and they were saying, you know, he had ruined his reputation and his likeness was not used anymore.
All of which is true.
Yes.
Right.
But then they had come up and tried to negotiate with the IRS, and they said, no, we'll agree it's worth $3 million. And then the trial court said, we agree more with the estate, and it's just worth a little over $4 million.
Now, was this in tax court? Or in regular superior court, that type of
thing?
Because the IRS has their own courts, so therefore you wonder about that.
It's a U.S. tax court, and it was Judge Mark Holmes.
That's interesting that the tax court ruled in favor of the plaintiff at that time. That is not what people think would happen if you run the court, you know.
Well, I think it was ruled in favor of the defense because it would be the estate that was defending themselves against the IRS making a claim that it was the likeness was worth so much more.
The allegation. Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know who was plaintiff.
I don't remember.
But, no, it had to be. The IRS must have brought this suit, because that would, otherwise it doesn't make sense.
I'm sure they did, but I'm just amazed to think that people think, oh, I know, I'll go to tax court. That'll be what could go wrong, right? I mean, you're in a court that is working for the agency that's suing you. To me, that is probably a difficult thing to understand and think how it's going to come out well for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
The other thing was that you have to remember that his likeness is really based on the copyright.
Right.
And over the years, the copyright dwindles in value. So that's the concept here. And then, of course, the estate was arguing also about the reputation and how the value has also dwindled due to the things that occurred before Michael Jackson's death.
Right.
Interesting how that works. And it's, 4.15 million is what they said, which I think, you know, Matt, might be closer to, but man, when I heard the $434 million, or, oh my gosh. I mean, just talk about falling on the ground.
There's no way. That was ridiculous.
But you would think that the IRS usually, I mean, if you get in tax trouble, they send you a letter that has numbers that are so big, you think, what the heck, right? Because they're basically trying to get your attention. See, maybe this would be that same strategy. We're going to really get your attention with this number. Boom. You know, what do you think of that? Now let's go to court and figure it out.
Yeah. That's, we all hope we never have to be there, right? That's what we don't want to be.
I don't know. We're now radio personalities, guys. We might as well start to
I'm worth maybe $10. $7 to $10. Cal, you're worth at least $3.
$6.50, and I want to go on record as saying I love the hardworking federal employees at the Internal Revenue Service.
Yes,
I just
want to
make sure they know that.
Yes, Cal Hunter 157. No, but I'm not worried one bit about our likeness in Radio Law Talk. That's why we're in radio, right?
What about our voice?
Yeah.
What about our voice, Fred? Our voice.
Yeah. Peloton. So, did I say it right? Peloton?
Peloton, yeah.
Okay. Peloton.
I just got something for Todd. I have to say it because it is funny.
Okay, what did Todd say?
He said, apparently his likeness qualifies as a tax deduction.
That is true.
It's a depreciation.
if they put your license on a bag of kitty food and it slows sales.
That is true. I guess I could gas for that deduction.
Yes.
So Peloton has got apparently a treadmill. What they're most famous for is their bikes, right? Their standalone bikes. They're the ones that have the video, and you can watch and pedal with other people, and you can do classes.
Like an instructor.
Yeah, instructor classes.
You can bicycle France, or you can do it in a class or whatever you want
to
do.
That's freaking so cool. Very cool. That is the coolest thing in the world.
Yep.
And that's probably the most popular. But they do have some,
treadmill.
Treadmill. And so apparently they're recalling some people are getting hurt. Apparently there's 125,000 Tread Plus models, which is basically, let's see, they've got a couple of different models. But they're recalling 125,000 Tread Plus models, which apparently they're having issues of allegedly people falling down, or kids especially, or pets or whatever, that are getting pulled under by
the video they showed. Did you see the video of this?
Yes.
They showed a kid with a rubber ball, and then, you know, one kid was on it and another was behind it, and the ball bounced down. The kid grabbed the rubber ball, and then the ball became ensconced underneath the treadmill and pulled the child up underneath the treadmill. And the other child jumped off. They didn't have the safety thing on.
Right.
The other child jumped on. Treadmill keeps going.
Talk about a defective product. I'm sorry. Anytime you have a treadmill where that bottom of that tread as it's spinning is not protected or covered by anything, the potential for disaster is obvious.
See, mine doesn't either, though. But what you have to do, I guess, is what's shocking. You have to put the thing in. There's got to be a way that somehow if you step off of it,
Yeah, you have the clip on, and then when you step off, it pulls out the string.
But it doesn't matter, though. If you put the thing in and the string's not attached to you, it still goes.
But how does it start with somebody on it? That's the real question.
You click the thing in, the key in.
Oh,
and then
not attach it to you.
Then you, yeah, if it's not attached to you, you get off.
Don't you think the whole thing would be okay if it had a protective guard on the bottom of it so that the tread was not just like free to pull somebody and suck them down?
Unless it could catch them, and maybe they don't do that because it catches them and could, you know, there's like a little ledge there and they could go underneath that part. I don't know.
The one little kid that went head first into that, scary.
Yeah.
And he got out.
Yeah, that was amazing that
he was able to walk away
from
that.
You've got to really be careful. Treadmills, have them unplugged. And the key is, take that key and kind of hide it from the kids.
Safety key.
Yeah, you take the safety key out and put it somewhere where the kids can't reach
it. My mom could have sued the Ringer washing machine people. My arm got caught in one, really ripped the heck out of it back when I was a kid. But
well, better than your head. I know you're trying to stick your head in there.
My head wouldn't fit.
Well, all I got to say is the most important thing we do here is what, Cal?
Well, I think one of the key bits that we do is quick takes, and now it's time for us to have our quick takes. Fred, I'd like you to go first.
Let's talk about the hot mic, and we talked about the case where the adjuster apparently was saying bad things about the judge and left the mic on. Well, hot mic in court. Remember, when listening in on a court case or as a lawyer in a case, practice saying the following. Guess what? Instead of berating the judge, accidentally turn your mic on and say, "Boy, I love this judge. She sure is awesome." Oh, did I have my mic on? That's the way to do it.
And no swearing when you do. Denise, what's your quick take?
Well, I think I want to make a lot of money, so I'm going to invest in a new app. It's going to be Zoom Wallpaper for Professionals.
Ooh, I like it.
So then you can be anywhere, and the wallpaper behind you will never give or disclose where you're
perfect.
At.
That's
there we
right.
go. Well, thanks for joining us here on Radio Law Talk. Denise, Cal, thanks for being with me.
Thank you.
I'm Frederick Penny, your host. Join us every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time. Take us out.
All right. Thanks again for turning on Radio Law Talk. And remember, we'll post these episodes within the next day or two right up there at RadioLawTalk.com. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your weekend. Happy Mother's Day.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.